Nolte, Gaslighting New York Times Defends Slow CA Vote Count as Meticulous. By John Nolte on June 5, 2026. The far-left New York Times says that President Trump's accusation that California is guilty of vote fraud might undermine public confidence in the November result. Oddly, though, the Times writes that as though it's a bad thing. Here's the setup. There's big cheating by the Democrats in California. Mr. Trump wrote at 1:05 a.m. on Thursday, claiming without evidence that election fraud worthy of investigation by the Department of Justice had occurred in Los Angeles. Why the vote counting delay? Though the declaration by the president did not reflect a new posture, for years Mr. Trump has falsely claimed that American elections are rife with widespread fraud. His focus on a process relatively unique to California could have significant consequences for November. Here's the howler of a punchline. The state is set to play a potentially decisive role in determining which party controls Congress. Because of California's meticulous review process and heavy reliance on mail ballots, the country may be waiting days or weeks for election officials to count legally cast ballots before control of Congress is established. Emphasis mine. Oh, yeah, the delay is all about California being meticulous. Florida can count 10 million votes in a few hours. But California, the world's tech capital, has counted only 60% of the gubernatorial vote after 3 days. It gets worse. After 3 days, Los Angeles has counted only 64% of the vote. Based on the numbers so far, there will be fewer than 1 million voters in that race. My neighbor's dog could count faster. Hold on to yourselves, because it gets even worse. Yep, no update until one full week after the election. But how dare we lack confidence in the outcome? And now we come to the worst. The excuse for this is almost as outrageous as the delay. Get a load of this: California accepts mail-in ballots postmarked up to election day, and received up to a week later. Who can have faith in a system run by Democrats that allows mail-in ballots that cannot be challenged to keep coming and coming and coming for a week after these same Democrats know how many votes are needed to make their break-the-glass emergency moves? Oh, have you met Governor Break-the-Glass? Here he is. Normal people see all of this and cannot help but lack confidence in the final result. And the truth is that not even the leftists at the New York Times believe in California's election results, nor do they see what's happening over there and remain impressed with how meticulous it is. This is Gaslighting 101 wrapped in sanctimony about democracy, coming from the very same publication that spent years seeking to overturn a free and fair presidential election by colluding with Democrats with the Russia collusion hoax. Do I know for a fact that Democrats in California are rigging the gubernatorial and mayoral elections? No, but I do know that there is no excuse for what's happening. I do know that Democrats are willing to flood their cities with violent third-world rapists and murderers to win the America-hating vote. I do know Democrats are in favor of permanently sterilizing and mutilating children to win the trans vote. I do know that some Democrats are okay with aborting a born-alive baby to win the feminist vote. I do know Democrats are okay with Nazi tattoos to win a U.S. Senate seat. I do know Democrats want to queer little kids with gay porn in elementary schools. This is a party openly and proudly endorsing unspeakable depravities, the least of which would be breaking the glass to stuff ballot boxes with mail-in votes that cannot be challenged. Trust me, Democrats everywhere, not just in California, will do anything to stop Republican mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt from enjoying 5 more months to expose the truth about the objective failures of Democrat governance. A party eager to expose little kids to drag queens is above cheating at the ballot box? Don't make me laugh. Only an idiot would have confidence in the outcome of any election in California.